Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the all-important Sunbury Motors Guarantee. And a great service department that backs all this up. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Play-by-play call of the day. He is the best shooter in basketball.
Warriors by 8 with the ball. Curry lets it fly. It's good. Stephen Curry sends us to the halftime break with a rainmaker.
Yep. And they won last night. Staved off elimination. The Knicks behind Jalen Brunson staved off elimination. The Toronto Maple Leafs staved off elimination. And Edmonton tied their series at 2 apiece against Vegas last night. Now, we have the King now or 435?
435.
Very nice. Very nice. Doug was texting me talking about preparation. I said, Doug, your preparation is exponentially more difficult than mine. I mean, more difficult. You are talking about, I have literally all the tools at my disposal to do it and to get a head start on it. What Doug does, along with Kevin on the Bucknell broadcast, it is, they can get information, but not as much of it, and it is not as easy to find as it is for me. As I've told my class over and over again, I have a tremendous amount of respect for high school play-by-play guys. So let's just keep it on the football part for the moment. High school football play-by-play guys do not have all the access to video I do. They do not have access to all the stats that I do. They don't have access to figure out what a depth chart is. Right? Okay? They're also sometimes not in the best locations. Sometimes they're not at the 50-yard line. Sometimes they're down at the 15, the 20-yard line. They're low to the field. I mean, there's a lot of things. I have great respect for high school play-by-play guys. Great respect.
Sometimes we're lucky if we get a roster.
Yeah, and Doug and Kevin on the Bucknell broadcast. You know, it's the amount of work that they have to do, and sometimes in a quicker turnaround because that's when they finally do get the information. I mean, I have great respect for them. I mean, I've got all the tools at my disposal, all of them. So, makes a big difference. That's why I can do stuff now. Well, I never knew the Jets have never beaten the Eagles. How about that? I never knew that.
Yeah, I believe it's 11 consecutive regular season games that the Eagles have beaten the Jets.
It's 0-12.
Yeah.
The Jets are 0-12 all time. Wow. How about that?
Yeah, that'll definitely be brought up too, along with Rodgers and versus Hurts.
God, and you've already got that as an L.
No, I have that as a W. The Jet game.
No. He'll throw for 500. I mean, he'll be excited. Ooh. How about this? Guess which team has to play 7 times on the road in the first 10 weeks of the season? And it's the first time it has happened since the NFL reinstated byes in 1990. Guess who has to do that?
Steelers?
The Giants.
Ooh.
They have to play on the road 7 of the first 10 weeks. Wow. How about that? That's rough. Let's see. What do they have here? So, I thought we had the Giants opener.
The opener is hosting Dallas on Sunday Night Football.
Okay. Then they're at Arizona. Then they're at San Francisco. Host Seattle. Then they're at Miami. They're at Buffalo. They're at Washington. Then they finally get a home game, and it's the Jets. Okay. Then they're at Las Vegas, then they're at Dallas.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Wow. I mean, and this is from September 10th all the way to November 12th. They play 3 home games, and one of them's the Jets, and it's not, the Jets get to use their own locker room. Wow. That's hard.
Yeah.
The Eagles game is not listed as a Sunday night game with the Patriots.
I didn't see that yet, but I mean, things are unconfirmed, but I did not see it being a Sunday night game.
Because the Patriots game with Miami the next week is a Sunday night game. Then they're at the Jets. Wow, 7 of the first 10 on the road.
Yeah. Well, the Giants-Cowboys is Sunday night, week 1.
Yeah. Wow. That is rough. They've leaked some of the Steelers stuff. Ravens and Steelers in Pittsburgh, week 5. Steelers at Cleveland, week 11. Steelers and Ravens, week 18. The Steelers will play in Los Angeles against the Rams October 22nd. The Jags will host Kansas City in week 2. It'll be their home opener in Jacksonville. The Jets week 2 go to Dallas. Carolina week 2 for Bryce Young. His home debut will be against the Saints week 2. Let's see, November 20th, Eagles-Chiefs rematch. Okay. Washington will close the season at home against Dallas. Steelers will play at Houston, week 4. Steelers at the Bengals, Thanksgiving weekend. So the Bengals and Steelers will not be playing on Thanksgiving Day. And by the way, the Jets game on Sunday Night Football on October 1st, which will be a home game, when they host Kansas City, will be the first time since 2011 the Jets have been on Sunday Night Football. Yikes. So the opening week would look like, at least here are the basics that they know it's been leaked to the opening week. Lions, Chiefs, Thursday night. Okay. On Sunday, they've got Carolina playing in Atlanta, Tampa Bay at Minnesota. The Bears are hosting Green Bay. The Eagles are playing at New England. The Cowboys and Giants are the Sunday night game. The Bills and the Jets are the Monday night game. There's still 9 more games to look at in the opening week.
That's not a bad week 1 slate.
Washington and the Jets will play on Christmas Eve at the Meadowlands, so that'll be a Sunday game. Steelers and Seahawks will be a New Year's Eve game. Let's see.
Thanksgiving, the only game I've seen so far is Commanders at Cowboys.
Okay.
which was a good one a couple years ago. The Commanders won that game a couple years ago in 2020, I think.
Nice traditional game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like putting the Eagles on Christmas Day with Santa Claus and hot dogs and snowballs.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
The cord is open. Thanksgiving might be set. All right, so here's Thanksgiving. Now, we all know right out of the gate, Detroit and Dallas are both playing Thanksgiving. They always do. And they're two traditional games. Packers and Lions on Fox at 12:30. Commanders and Cowboys at 4:30. Then the wild card is the NBC game, 49ers at Seattle.
I like that slate.
That's good. That'll be really good.
Yeah.
As of right now, I'm scheduled to be in Orlando that day.
Saw that was made official today.
Oh, that's been out there for 6 weeks. I know Chelsea has to do what Chelsea has to follow, you know. I mean, so she has to follow all these rules to make sure, but that's been out there for, jeez, to be honest with you. I think Dick and I mentioned it during the regular season that they're going to Orlando. You know, not who was in it. And I think we've known for 6 weeks who was in it. Wow.
I got the Giants 10-7, by the way.
What do you have, Atlanta?
I didn't do their schedule yet.
Again, you only concentrate on the top. You don't think that sucks.
I'm focusing on the Eagles,
look,
Steelers, and the NFC
right
East
now.
Teams.
I'm telling you right now, okay, look, I'm watching Fleetwood Mac. Of course I'm looking at Stevie Nicks. Okay, I got it, okay? But for the most part, you go to the concert, all you care about is the lead singer, the band, whatever.
Yeah. I'm not doing all 32 teams. I'm doing the NFC East, and I'm doing the Eagles and the Steelers.
Okay.
That's what I always do.
Okay. By the way, the Eagles-Chiefs game is a Monday night game. Okay.
I'm surprised. I don't want to say very surprised because of the Joe and Troy factor now at ESPN, but I'm mildly surprised that NBC didn't get that game.
Remember who's paying the most.
Right.
Right? ESPN. Now, part of this is about $500,000. It's a $2.7 billion a year deal. About $500,000 to $600 million of it gives them the rights to air all the highlights. So they have access to everything. But they're still paying more on a per-game basis than anybody else. Twins beat the Padres 5-3. Reds beat the Mets 5-0. Mets are back under 500 at 18-19. Royals lead the White Sox 3-1 and 4. If you're wondering about the A's, they are back home tonight. Friends and family night as they take on Texas.
Oh, my almighty!
And I'm not even sure the friends are going to show up. Family's debatable.
The first place Texas Rangers, which has also been a surprise.
22-14. Yeah. Bruce Bochy getting the job. Hey, look, Bochy's one of those guys that you know knows how to manage. You give him any sort of talent to work with, he knows what to do with it. Yeah, not sitting there in the dugout reading analytics sheets and looking around saying, "Do I have Aaron Judge?" And, well, who does? Which guy does that? Is that your guy?
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
You're not a big fan, are you?
Not really. No.
Could you do better?
Oh, it doesn't matter with all the injuries right now.
What injuries? Well, you had Aaron Judge back. What the heck? You know, you got handed Oakland on a silver platter. I mean, you're in good shape.
Oh, I should take that back somewhat. I think Boone's been okay, not great. How about that?
Yeah, let me ask you this. Except for the bus driver, do the Yankees know where the airport is? All right, we'll We'll come back with more in a moment.
They know where the trainer's room is.
Oh, listen to you.
Ugh. And where Somerset Stadium is, where, well, they knew where Tampa Stadium was, and they know where PNC Field is in Moosic.
Oh, everything is just so problematic for you. Oh, brutal. You know, my next trip to Wisconsin, you know what I'm going to do?
Bringing back some cheese for my wine.
Lots of cheese to go with your wine. Lots and lots of cheese. Sharp cheddar.
I like Parmesan.
Hey, you can, she's going to do whatever I get you. You're going to, okay? It's as simple as that. Whatever you get, you get. Okay? Come on. Oh, my goodness. Everything with you is a problem. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Kansas City and Detroit. Another slap at the Eagles.
I'm just stunned that that is the game. I mean, it's not just the Eagles. It's just you thought it would have been maybe the Bills. It would have been the Bengals. But then we knocked the Bengals out, of course, because they announced the New Year's Eve game that they're going to have. But just the Lions?
And the Bills have got the September 11th game.
Yeah, and I get the strategy behind those two games, but, like, yeah. The Lions? Listen, I know that they're an up-and-coming team, and everyone, including me, is picking them to have a good year. I think they're good enough to win the North, but let's see it play out a little first before we start throwing them as the season opener.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I really don't. You couldn't have put, like, the Chargers? They've had some great matchups lately with the Chiefs.
Oh, they have. Down to the wire games.
I mean, if you wanted to go the divisional route, I would have gone the Chargers if you weren't going to go with the three teams I just mentioned.
Yeah.
But Detroit? Okay.
You know, and to give the Chargers credit because, you know, they'll be in a position where they're winning the game and the coach will go for it on fourth down three times in a row and you're like, and they'll lose.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
It's great. Very enjoyable watching. It's really enjoyable watching your coach. I mean,
and blow a 27-0 lead in the playoffs, too.
Yeah. You have a new president of the Philadelphia Flyers, and he is one of the best analysts out there.
Yes.
Keith Jones.
Yes. I'm not jumping up and down about it, but it's intriguing. It's interesting. The only thing that holds me back is he doesn't have a lot of experience like doing the job, but he has the knowledge, the contacts, and the resources. Yeah. I'll give you that. And I think he'll work very well with Danny Briere, who's also inexperienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's my only concern with this new front office for the Flyers is there's just no experience, and how's that going to play out? But in terms of hockey minds, that's as good as you're going to get.
So there you go. I mean, it's.
But I mean, this team still has a long, long, long way to go, and I still would prefer new ownership too. But
well, you're not gonna
that's
get
not
that.
Going to happen. Yeah, I know.
And they're going to pick seventh in the draft, in the first round. So Boy, ESPN botched that up the other night. Jeez.
I saw that. That was atrocious. I mean, really, they're just starting to get back in the good graces of, like, the real pure hockey fans because they basically ignored hockey when they got rid of them years ago. And here they are getting them back in their good graces, and then they botched that up the way they did, revealing the pick and then not having the graphic ready until after commercial. I mean, that was a disaster.
Yeah, it was. See, you know what really strikes me about stuff like that? It's 2023. You should be at the point where, you know, certain things can happen, but it just seems like there are more mistakes in stuff like that. And I know it's live, but it feels like there's more mistakes being made now on stuff like that than there was 20 years ago.
My theory is you have people doing too many jobs now because everybody's cutting down or doesn't want to come to work, one or the other.
That's an interesting thought. I never really thought of that.
I speak from experience.
And we're back to getting the cheese again. All right. Oh, my goodness.
Not that I don't mind it most of the time, but I'm just saying.
Oh, every time I turn around, it's just more wine. And not only that, it's getting down to the point where it's Boone's Farm. All right.
Well, that's true, unfortunately.
King is next.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee and a fabulous service department that backs it all up. I mean, these are great technicians. Routine, difficult to handle at all. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. King in a moment, so as we get him. We've been talking about the NFL schedule, which is being leaked out left and right. I think it looks like we already have the Eagles schedule pretty well set. The tough one is the Giants. The Giants have to play 7 of their first 10 on the road. Now, it would be one thing if the Giants played 7 of their first 10 on the road, but they were the road team when they played the Jets, right? So that doesn't matter. So they would play 7 of 10 on the road, and they'd be the road team against the Jets. The irony is they're playing 7 of 10 on the road, and when they play the Jets, the Giants are the home team. So it's like, okay. Oh, man. It's amazing how that panned out for them. And ever since they put in the bye or reinstituted the bye in 1990, no team has had to start with 7 out of 10 on the road. And again, this is the year that the AFC has the 9 home games. So that would mean that Giants, of their last 7, would have 5 of their last 7 at home. But they don't play the Eagles in that first 10. You know, they play the Eagles on the road late. So there you go. And then Matt is all worked into a lather over the fact that from week 9 on, the Eagles have to play legitimate football. What? I mean, yeah, including that blockbuster with Arizona. That's a post. It's like, that's week, what, 16?
That's 17, actually.
That's after week 9.
Yeah. Never know. Maybe if the Eagles squeak out some of those games, maybe that's a trap game.
Trap game? You know how I feel about that.
Yes,
stuff.
I know. Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry, but if you aren't ready, it's your fault. If you're ready, you go play.
But you know what? Arizona might be on their third quarterback, too, with Kyler Murray always being injured, so, you know.
And there's the emotion of the Jonathan Gannon, how he knows.
Oh, you know what? That's true. The link's going to be rocking and getting on Gannon's case. Never mind. That's not a trap game.
No.
Never mind. I forgot. That'll be Jonathan Gannon returning to Philly. That ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody's licking their chops now.
They may be in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes at that point.
Yeah, probably.
The heck with Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
They may be in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes at that point. So.
But they'll be eating that Kyler Murray contract up, probably.
Who knows? I mean, it's... It looked like they were close a couple of years ago. You know, they got off to a great start. They made the playoffs, but they did not finish well, and then they got knocked out. I think it was the Rams that knocked them out in Los Angeles in the opening round. But, jeez. I don't know. You sure about this King thing?
I reminded him. I know sometimes he runs a little late because he's trying to get home from Studio 7, but...
Yeah.
I sent him a reminder text at 2:55 Eastern Standard Time.
Did he respond?
No. But he didn't respond last time, but he still called in. So.
Okay. Good. Oh, my goodness. All right. So we've been going through the schedule leaks that have come out, of which they have been a plenty today. There have been a lot of schedule leaks today. So we've been going through that. It looks like the entire Eagles schedule is technically out.
Yeah, that's how I was able to get 11-6 because that's I saw it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But the whole Steelers schedule is not out yet. There's bits and pieces that I've seen.
It is not. Jalen Carter becomes the first. First-round pick to sign a contract with the Eagles, but he's got problems off the field still.
Yeah, that's not
Dave
great.
Dave Willick Sr., the father of the late Devin Willick, has filed a lawsuit against the school's athletic association and Jalen Carter, along with a few others, for the January crash that killed his son and recruiting staffer Chandler LaCroix. So, Carter, of course, was charged with two misdemeanors on March 1st. After a police investigation concluded, Carter had been racing a car driven by LaCroix on the morning of January 15th. Her car crashed, resulting in her death and the death of Devin Willock, the Georgia offensive lineman. Carter pleaded no contest to the two misdemeanors of racing and reckless driving and was sentenced to 12 months probation. He was fined $1,000 and required to do 80 hours of community service. Additionally, he must complete a state-approved driving course. He was the 9th overall pick in the draft going to Philadelphia. He has signed his contract with the Eagles. He's the only first-round pick to do that so far. What Willick is seeking is $30 million from the defendants in compensatory damages, as well as an additional $10 million in punitive damages from Carter, according to the lawsuit. Georgia responded by releasing this statement. The attorneys who filed the complaint have refused to provide any factual basis for their claims against the Athletic Association, and we believe the evidence will prove them to be without merit. We intend to strongly dispute these baseless allegations in court. Now, that's the Georgia Athletic Association. That's not where Carter can come from. Okay? Carter can't come from that angle. Okay? So I don't know. This is we'll see how it plays out. I mean, it could play out with a settlement. It could play. I don't know. And remember, you know, for Willock, the family, the friends, LaCroix, the family, the friends, this isn't a money thing. This is the, I mean, they're in pain. So. A lot of people would probably think of this as a frivolous lawsuit in some ways, but I mean, these people are in pain. There could be a settlement, and who knows? Who knows? I mean, he's obviously racing in one car. His car does not hit the other car. Now, should they be racing? No, of course they shouldn't be racing. And by the fact that they are racing, it then, based on the bad judgment of both drivers, one ended up crashing. So, but it's also something he has to go through. So remember, Carter has to go through this. So, we'll see. It's just another thing he has to deal with. Now, how much of that time, how much of the time it takes? You know, he has lawyers. I mean, the ones are going to take most of the time, but still. And what's interesting here is, remember, Willock is not the driver of the car. That was, you know, he was in the car that crashed, but he wasn't the driver. We have to remember that as well.
And this just is just more questions for the Eagles to deal with, assuming that this lags on into training camp.
Well, it's only if he has to, you know, win, you know, if they don't settle. You know, when does this take place? For all we know, it doesn't take place until, you know, winter depositions. You know, there's, you know, it's all about timing and when they do things. I mean, I remember being in Iowa almost 2 years ago, and as you know, Iowa football was being sued by former players, and they wanted to do the depositions during Iowa's bye week. And Iowa's attorneys were able to get it pushed, the depositions pushed back to after the season was over with. And the judge let them do it. So you just, you don't know. It's again, don't know. We'll see. You may not get any headlines today, huh? I mean, did you have a good headline?
I got a couple up my sleeve. We could still do them.
All right. We'll do that in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, you may have to get rid of all that Under Armour gear you have for Notre Dame. Under Armour is now pulling out of the college sports space.
Oh.
And their deal with Notre Dame is up. The exclusive negotiating period came and went.
Okay.
So now, you know, you got Adidas. And, of course, and then you have Nike and the subdivision of Nike, the Jordan brand. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do, because I am of the belief that you're going to see things happen like the NFL and the NBA, where the uniforms are of the apparel agreement, but but the players will get their own shoes. I think even in college, I think you're going to see that, where the players are going to get their own shoes.
I would not be surprised.
That's just an opinion. I have nothing to go on that, but it's something I've talked about with people in the business realm of this for a couple of years about this when we've been talking about NIL. In fact, just on Tuesday night, we were talking about this, and we were all in agreement. We thought that it's going to come to the point where, you know, let's take top recruit in the country. I mean, it's happening to a certain point. For example, you'll see in basketball, hey, you know what? I'm going to these Adidas camps and so forth. Adidas, and they end up signing a letter of intent to play for an Adidas school. And that's how Kansas gets a lot of guys. Right? So you're having that right now to a point. Okay? But we'll see. And what's to keep somebody who loves Adidas and has their own deal with them under name, image, and likeness to sign with a Nike school?
Very interesting.
So. All right, so what's your first headline?
Well, since the injuries keep piling on and don't seem to be slowing down for the one New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium has been renamed to New York Presbyterian Stadium, because really, what's the difference?
My headline, Eagles already pacing at NovaCare Center over trap game in December.
Oh, there you go. The city will be in uproar if they were to lose that game. I don't care what the stakes are or if there's no stakes.
They may carry him off the field.
Nobody wants to lose to Jonathan Gannon. I can tell you that right now.
And believe me, very few will this year.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's very true.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm going to keep my next headline in the New York metropolitan area. Since the New York Giants apparently are going to start half the season on the road, the Giants are moving their practice facility to Newark Airport just to make life easier.
Well, see, that's the odd part, is that this is the year they host the Jets. If they got 7 out of 10 on the road and one of them was a road game at the Jets, then who cares? But it turns out that it's a home game for them. So.
And, oh, by the way, the NFC has the 8 home games this year, and the AFC has the 9.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, United Airlines, official airline of the New York Giants. I know that because my uncle works for them. So they had that. They can easily get that set up at Newark Airport.
Aaron Rodgers and Jets go undefeated in primetime games.
Can you imagine? Then it'll be really nauseating.
Oh. Here's my other one. Brady gets honored, still throws for 500 against the Eagles.
Au contraire.
He threw for 500 against them in the Super Bowl.
But you still remember that famous drop he had when they tried to run their own version of the Philly special and he dropped it?
We beat Brady. I mean, he's throwing the ball all over the line. You're like, oh, yeah, you beat him, all right.
He still dropped that pass. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. So I'm thinking Brady's going to drop the Lombardi as they try to redo that play and the Eagles win in New England.
There you go. Perfect.
Even though I did put that game as an L, but, you know.
Yes! It's Mac Jones! Come on.
There's just a lot of question marks I have with the Eagles' defense that I just... I don't like them going on the road for their first regular season game. That's all.
Well, you gotta play some road games sometimes.
I know. Listen, if it were just like a regular game in New England, like if this whole Brady thing weren't thing, then I would probably have picked the Eagles to win this game.
He's not playing.
I know. Either way, I don't know. I know Mac Jones stinks. The Eagles are a better team, but maybe it's just me. Because I got the 49ers as a loss this year, too, even though I still think that they're going to be a little one of those. They're going to be one of those teams that come in a little overhyped and then they don't play well. I think that's the only advantage the Eagles will have in that.
They're going to be flipping coins over whose turn it is to play quarterback this week.
And if that's the case, then I'll feel better about things.
Hey, you know your quarterback.
Yes, and that is nice to have.
Yeah.
Very nice to have.
Fifty-three years ago, Bobby Orr took flight. He's still the best hockey player I've ever seen in my life. Scored the overtime game winner against the Blues. And again, if anybody were to say to me, Gretzky's the best, Lemieux's the best, McDavid's the best, you want to tell me Bobby Clark's the best, you're perfectly well within, right? To me, Orr's the best player I ever saw.
Bruin fans are probably re-watching that right now to gouge themselves at what happened to the Bruins this year because they can't handle losing all of a sudden.
Well, it was an iconic moment. There's certain times where a community gets galvanized, and of course you saw that with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, how it just galvanized the entire community. Right? That moment in time. And in Boston, that was that moment.
I hope the Sixers win tonight.
Well, okay then.